Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
It is good to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in His presence. Wow. Wow. Modimo wa sebaka sena a hlokile invite wa re bona re kopane santsa. Hallelujah. Have you heard people say, let's invite the Spirit of the Lord? Let's invite the Spirit of the Lord. Ukilo wa bautla. Barring, let's pray so we can invite the Spirit of the Lord to be here. No, He promises us, if you gather in My name. The problem is that people pretend to gather in His name. If you truly gather in His name, He shows up. You can announce a meeting in His name, but it may still not be in His name. Because His name must be exalted from the heart. God knows those that are His from the heart. So when you are meeting, even if you call it church, He will not come if your hearts are not in church. If your hearts are not about Him, He won't come. So it's not the name of the meeting. It's the agenda of the heart. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's why when some people meet, He descends, because their hearts are saying, we are here in Your name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not only about the beautiful singing. There are other places where people sing better. No. Don't be fooled. It's not about the singing, the talent. It's not about the skill. There are places where people sing very well. They have every instrument you can imagine. The sound is, you see, there's a lot of echo. The sound is like soundproofed walls and clean sound. But when you come out of those places, you're still the same. Oh, maybe I must talk to people this time. Do you understand what I mean? But let us appreciate that when Jesus Christ, when we meet, He comes, He shows up. That's why our lives are touched. We're not emotional. Say never, Skari, we are just emotional. Why am I talking about emotionalism? But the rata of emotional. Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
It's not about that. Our hearts are poured out for Him. Amen.
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 I'm going to continue to preach on the subject that I've been on for a while now, and I said to you, it is going to be the theme for a while, the end time message. The what? Because nako ha isaliyo. Hello? Seneba. If you still want to play church, play whatever, it's okay. But there's no time. There is no time. We are seeing things that we have never seen before. Unprecedented. Things are changing, and they're changing very, very fast. Amen. Hallelujah. Many things have taken place, and some are still taking place today that are indicating to us that we are in the last of the last days. As I said to you last week or the other week, that some of us, we are still only looking for certain things to achieve certain things. You want to get married, you want to have a job, you want to study, you want to qualify for that. Those things are good. Yeah? Say never, you must go to school, study. But our focus must not be on those things only. We must also prepare ourselves for his coming, because he's coming very soon. Amen. In the book of Matthew 24, Matthew 24, verse 46. Blessed is that faithful servant when his master returns. Blessed is who? That faithful servant. Are you here? Blessed is who? That faithful servant when his master returns. You see that? You see that? The master is returning one of these days. And he says, who's blessed? Is that faith, that servant, isn't it? That faithful servant, when his master returns and finds him doing so. My question is, what will he find you doing when he comes? That is the message. What will he find you doing when he comes? Surely he's coming. Surely he's coming. And by the way, this is not talking about being in sin. Look, we've passed Tabayasi. We say, never, please. Tell your neighbor, don't take us back to sin. You know, that is great one. Yes. Is what? Okay, maybe I must talk to kids this side. Sin is what? In the walk with the Lord, it's great one. We cannot be still be discussing DB. Say neighbor, please, don't take us back. Great one of our walk of faith. And there are many Christians that are still struggling in great one, when we should be talking about more advanced stuff. When we say doing, we don't mean that as Kautola only say being. It's not even what we are talking about. So many people think that this is, it's not even about that. Hallelujah. There are certain things that the Master has committed to us to be doing. He didn't commit to us to be sinning. Am I talking to the right people here? He has given us assignments. And the assignments don't include sin. So when he comes, he's not even going to start there. When our tallest being, he will ask our Sheba, he's just disappointed. He won't even comment. He won't even say anything. Because there are certain things that he wants to find us doing. And those are the things that we're going to talk about today. Ask your neighbor this question. When he comes, what will you find you doing and sin is not one of them. Amen. If you are still struggling with sin, we'll find you another church. We no longer have space for sin messages. Tell you, say never. We don't have space anymore in our lineup of in our sermons to cover sin. So maybe we should find you another place where they can help. Are you hearing what I'm telling you?
Yes.
We want to talk higher grade stuff, not lower grade. People who should be preaching sin are evangelists. Repent, or else you die in hell. You burn. You see, I'm not shouting when I'm preaching. Am I shouting when I'm preaching? I'm talking nice. Because I have not been given that message. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Oh, that message is not even for you right now. We are preparing for his coming. And righteousness is just a part of it. It's just a part of it. You see in scripture that it's just a part of it. It's given. It's expected of us. It's expected of us. We shock Jesus if we sin. Say never, we shock Jesus. Hey, he gets surprised. He's a shocker. When he sees us sinning, he gets shocked. Unexpected stuff we're doing. It's not the things that he wants to find us doing. Are you here? Say neighbor, are you listening? Ask your neighbor, are you listening?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus? Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go to Matthew 25. I said to you last time that we are going to be looking at a number of parables to learn. What is it that we are supposed to be doing as we await our Lord Jesus Christ? Life must continue, yes. But spiritually, what are we supposed to be doing to prepare for his coming?
I started with the parables of the 10 virgins. Remember that teaching? 5 fools and 5 wise ones. So today we're looking at another parable and we're going to learn a few things from there. Are you blessed?
Amen.
So we're going to start from verse 14, Matthew 25. Father, we thank you for the for your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Read.
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey.
Now, this is again. Say again.
Again.
So, what does that mean? It means that it's a continuation of what he taught you in the previous parable, which was the parable of what? Of the 10 virgins. We are continuing to another parable that explains again what the end times should look like in our lives. Amen?
Yes.
Continue.
Who called his servants
yes.
and entrusted his wealth to them?
Uh-huh.
Verse 15.
Uh-huh.
To one he gave 5 bags of gold,
mm-hmm.
to another 2 bags,
mm-hmm.
and to another 1 bag,
mm-hmm.
each according to his ability.
Okay.
Then he went on his journey.
Continue.
Verse 16.
Continue. Uh-huh.
The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. Verse 17. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. Verse 18. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Verse 19. After a long time, the master of those servants returned.
Aha. Uh-huh. So here is the master. Say the master.
The master.
So when he talks about the master, he's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a parable. It's a picture. Jesus Christ explained principles of heaven in figures, in symbols, pictures, so that people will grasp this concept. Concepts, spiritual concepts are not easy. Amen? Are you here? So he gave it to them in these parables or pictures, things that are relatable so we can understand these concepts. Amen? And they're important in our lives. Right? Very, very important. So the master, say master. Whose master is Jesus Christ, isn't it? So when you see master, think about Jesus Christ. So it says he went away. So Jesus Christ went away. You know, Jesus Christ was born. He died. He ascended into heavens. So he was speaking about, by the way, Jesus Christ was still here on earth when he was saying these things. He was being prophetic about himself. So one day I will leave you. One day I will leave you. So when he was telling them that he was going to die, he said, no, don't say such things. Don't say such things. You know, there are people who don't want to talk about death. So don't say such things. Say never. You are not going to die prematurely simply because you mentioned death. Don't say that. Oh, don't say that. Don't say death. Do you know such people?
Yes.
Doesn't matter what you were saying about death. Don't talk about death. Amen. Jesus Christ said, I will die. And disciples, no, don't say that. No, don't say that. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
But he was speaking about himself that one day he's going to go out. He's going to go. So he says the master will give people assignments and he will go. And he was talking to them and they were the people that were going to be left with those commitments. But yet they didn't understand that when he goes away, he's going to leave them with certain things. Many of us, we carry things that the master has left with us. And there is an expectation
from the master that when he comes, he will have a good account of what we have done with what he has given us. There is no one sitting here who has not received anything from the Lord. I'm not talking about the struggles in this world and the things that you don't have. But there's things that are much more valuable than the things that you can see that you have. Amen.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So the master left. And when he left, what did he do? He gave 5 talents to one, another 2, and another what? 1. Is that so?
Yes.
Now, you hear people, when they talk about this verse, out of ignorance, they will talk about talents. This has got nothing to do with talents or gifts. These talents he's talking about is not the talent that you know as talent. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Although in the interpretation thereof, it does speak about certain things and graces that God has given us. Are you here? But here is the weight that he's talking about, the weight of the things that he had given them. Are you hearing me? So when they were putting them on a scale, one weighed 5, the other one weighed 2, and the other one weighed 1. Is it making sense now? Seneva, when you preach about this verse, don't say God gave them 5 talents. It was a singing talent, a drawing talent. No, that's not what he's talking about here. Amen?
Amen.
So when what was entrusted them, when it was put on a scale, it was weighing 5, 2, 1. Are you here? So he left. Say never, he left.
Yes.
Remember what we read in Matthew 24? Remember that when the master goes, when he comes back, he wants an account. He wants to find you doing the things that he has assigned you to do. So these people, he gave them this talents. Amen? Or he gave them something that was of value, that weighed 5, that weighed 2, and that weighed 1. So they were different weights. Are you hearing me? So they were what? They were different weights. Yes. Graces are not the same. Can I talk to somebody here? I say graces are not the same. There are people that have given more graces to do certain things and others are given less, but they have been given something that the Lord believes that they can handle. And there is no excuse not to operate in that thing that God has given you. Hallelujah. So he went away and he comes back, and then what happens?
And settled accounts with them.
Settled accounts. Say neighbor, settled accounts. In other words, when he returns, we are talking end times here. He will sit down with you and say, I gave you this. Some of us are going to be shocked that we had certain things. I'm telling you. Can I show Jesus? I had this thing all along. You don't understand what I'm telling you. Some of us are going to be shocked when it is revealed on the day what we could have done and the abilities that we had. Serious, Jesus, are you serious? Are you talking about me for sure? Are you describing me? I'll be showing you the abilities that you had. Account. Say neighbor, account. Taking what? Account of what has happened in your life. Amen? Now, we will look at these things, exactly what they are. Okay, continue reading.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said,
yeah.
You entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant.
Mm-hmm.
You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. Verse 23.
Uh-huh.
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
Uh-huh.
Verse 24.
Yes.
Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came.
Yes.
Master.
Now said, you must understand, get the picture of what is happening. Get the picture. Say never, get the picture. After a discussion with Jesus, they say to you, son, you can go this way. You can go this way. You are ushered in. Come in. After taking the account of this thing, a decision is made. You know, what is worrisome here for me, honestly, is that it's not an account of righteousness or sin. No, they are not talking about sin here. I mean, you say never should be worried. This person is not being accused of committing sin, living a sinful life. It's on the account of what has been done with what was given that this decision to go this way or that way is made. Say never. I hope you will understand today. Or some of us, the person that is very rich, mzaloane, utsero mzaloane, fela unana mzaloane, wa ha uto kinyalo odimo, uto fika mo hababui katavaza mzaloane baha. When are you going to ask me about mzaloane? I hope you are hearing what I'm telling you. There's a lot of so-called Christianity that is fruitless. Nothing to show for it. It's lifeless. Except just making noise. Naki mzalani, naki policies. As if they are the only people who have got the right to it. You know, some of us, we look at people who are in other churches that don't preach salvation. We look at them and say, these ones are going to hell. Okay, fine, but we're not. Say, neighbor, but we're now. Sorry for asking you this question, neighbor. I'm so sorry. Sorry. I withdraw the question. Amen? Are you hearing me? Because this issue is not about salvation. Salvation is given. Good morning. That's what I was saying to you when we started, that we should pass a stage where we are talking about sin and all that thing. Great one stuff. Let's pass and talk about to a more weightier matters of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I making sense to somebody here?
Amen.
We should move on to the next level. And as you can see, this, I want you to read it again. What did he say to the one with 5? He made 5 more. Okay, what did he say to him?
Verse 20.
Uh-huh.
The man who had received 5 bags of gold
uh-huh.
brought the other 5.
Yeah.
Master, he
yes.
said, you
uh-huh.
entrusted me with 5 bags of gold.
Yeah.
See, I have gained 5 more. Verse 21.
Uh-huh.
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant.
Uh-huh.
You have been faithful with a few things.
Yes.
I will put you in charge of many things.
Uh-huh.
Come and share your master's happiness.
Go this way. Say never. They said, go this way. That's where you're going to spend eternity with your master. That side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
The next one.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
The man with two bags of gold yes. also came.
Yes.
Master, he said,
yes.
you entrusted me with two bags of gold.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have gained two more.
Yes.
Verse 23. Mm. His master replied,
yes.
well done, good and faithful servant.
Good and faithful servant. Uh-huh.
You have been faithful with a few things.
Yes.
I will put you in charge of many things.
Uh-huh.
Come and share your master's happiness.
Say never. How to Luena here? Zwalimona, go this way. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Go this direction. And they are telling you in that direction is where you're going to spend your eternity with me. Wow. Are you hearing me? Making it on that day, it will be a great excitement, I'm telling you. Many of us will be crossing our fingers until we pass there. Are you hearing me? Many of us will be so stressed. I mean, when you see the guy that you thought, this one is seriously will make it. You say, yo. Who are we when that guy is being pointed the different direction? I mean, you are in the queue. You see your apostle. Like, the discussion is arguing with Jesus. Why are there no finishing? Amen? After that, you see him being pointed the different direction. And you are in the queue. This man to you embodied everything. Whatever it is about heaven and everything. He's a symbol of it. Now he's been pointed a different direction. Read for us. Continue reading.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
The man who had received one bag of gold
yes.
came.
Uh-huh.
Master, he said,
yes.
I knew that you are a hard man,
yes.
harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
Mm.
Verse 25.
Yes.
So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
So this man was rude, ne? Was rude. But I want you to put yourself in this man's shoes and or in Jesus' shoes or whatever. Because even though we don't say the same words, but by the things we do, we are saying, Jesus, we're now you like harvesting where you did not sow. That's what we do by not doing what he's expecting us to do. We are saying, you. No ways. That's what we are saying. But when you're reading this, you think, but this person is rude. But that's you. That's me. Is it clear what I'm telling you? Continue reading.
Verse 26. His master replied,
uh-huh.
You wicked, lazy servant.
Yeah.
You knew that I harvest where I have not sown.
Yes.
And gather where I have not scattered seed.
Yes.
Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers.
Yes.
So that when I return, I would have received it back with interest.
Yes.
Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Verse 29.
Uh-huh.
For whoever has will be given more,
yes.
and they will have an abundance.
Yes.
Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken away from them.
Uh-huh.
Verse 30.
Now listen, okay? Continue reading.
And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness.
Now listen, now this servant, they say what? This way. You see? Two went that way. Well, it's nice. This one, they say, Kamole diabua. Just go there. Just take this guy there. I want you to remember again, this man was not accused of sin. He wasn't accused of sin. He was accused of not being faithful with the things that God committed to him. Okay, can I? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You know, often when we're talking about heaven and not doing anything for the kingdom of God, we think about crowns. We think that you are not going to get a crown because you did not do anything. This man was not even in the list of crowns for not doing things. He was taken to hell. Okay. Say never, now who will make it now? Say never, I'm now worried. Who will now make it? Are you hearing me? Some of us, our excuse for, okay, if I can just make it into heaven, even if I don't get a crown. Isn't that what people say? As long as I'm in heaven, look, even if I don't get the crown, as long as I can be in there and see people wearing crowns, I'm not in hell. Even if your neighbor in heaven is wearing a crown, nothing. Some people say that. Amen?
Amen?
But when you look at this story, you can see that this man did not make heaven not because he was a sinner. He was just not faithful in the things that God committed to him. Say never. Now I'm sure now it's coming back home to bite. What is it that God committed to you? That's the next question. What are the things that God commit to you, and are you faithful in them? Now, here's the thing that I wanted to understand about the things that God commit to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Now, if you look at Matthew 5, verse 16, and again, this is the scripture that we know, but we tend to emphasize one aspect of what the scripture is saying. Like many other scriptures, including this one that we are dealing with now. Are you still here?
Yes.
Matthew what? 5:16.
In the same way.
No. That's okay. Yes. Continue.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Now stop there. Now, let me take you to this parable we are reading. It's talking about multiplying what God has given you. Are you here? In other words, what God has given you has brought more into the kingdom. I want to say that again. What God has given you has brought more into the kingdom. I told you that when God gives you something, he has somebody else in mind. Okay? So, by the way, the guy who did not multiply is somebody who has used what God has given him for himself. I don't know if you are hearing me. Only what is put, what is in use, you put in use for others multiplies. in the realm of the kingdom of God, in the realm of the Spirit. That is why the Bible says that we must do what? We must store our treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not go. Are you here? So, if you take, I'll give you an example. We're not talking about money here. If you use money on yourself, it doesn't multiply. If you use it on the next person, it multiplies. If you use it on yourself, it remains exactly what you have. And it will cover only what you have. But if you use it on another person, it doubles. I don't know how to preach to you now. That is why some people, the more they have, the more they will lack. Oh, Jesus. There are people with more, but they live like they have nothing. Can I teach you the principle of the kingdom of God? So what you have, if you use it on yourself, that's all is going to remain. It's not going to change, not even a little bit. But the moment you spend on others, it begins to increase. Now, let your light shine, okay? What does it say? Let what? So that others may see, eh? So that others may see your good works. Now, listen, good people. When you say light is shining, let your light shine, we meant live a righteous life. Is it not true?
Yes.
Am I talking to the right people here? We meant, hey, halalelo, righteous life. Hey, but this scripture is not talking about that. That is a given. You must be righteous. It's not, it's a little bit part of that, but it's not the main, because the next one talks, explains what this light is. It says, so that you, when you do your good deeds, underline good deeds. Do you see that? Do you see that? That they may see your good deeds and do what? Glorify your Father. They will come and join you and be part of the kingdom because of what you have done, not what you have said. These gifts or these graces, then when you use them for others, they multiply the kingdom of God. They multiply the kingdom of God. So when he comes and checks and say, how many people have come into the kingdom of God because of what you have done? 0 or 10 or 100. And Jesus said, because of the ability that I gave you, you are supposed to have brought 1,000. Okay. So that when you do these things, there are things that God has given you the ability to do. Kuru utadiet. Oh, yeah. There are things that you can do. And there are things that when you do for others, you know, I like saying this, that perhaps, you know, in some areas, and I'm not talking about areas where, like in Asia and so on, in Sebokeng, okay, majority of people have heard about salvation. Majority, I'm telling you. They've heard about Jesus. Oh, are you the right people?
Amen.
But if you are in Asia, you'll find that majority have never heard about. Depends where you are. Amen. But why many of them have not come to the Lord is because they have not seen your good deeds. They've not seen your good deeds. In fact, some of us were considered the most evil. Where we come from? We are classified with the wicked. Same group. How can our message be believed when the messenger himself is questionable? Because apart from saying whatever you are saying, we have not seen any other thing from you. All of us. God has given something as something that will bring in the harvest. And when we are, you know, when you sit with the Lord on that day, it's not going to be about the things you have achieved in this world. When are they going to ask me about my degrees? My PhDs. I was helping people, Moose. Of course, some people, their degrees will count in heaven, by the way, because it's what God gave them to bring in the harvest. Some of our degrees is for jobs, is for income. Okay. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Is it making sense here? Yes. Are you here? Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, there are things that God has given us to shine for the kingdom. As we do those things, the kingdom shines. Yo, larapela mdimo fello namar. I want this God. I want this God. I want this. Even before you say anything, they are just moved by your generosity, by your concern, by your apathy, by your love, by your kindness. Just moved. Some of us, we have to explain ourselves that we are Christian because there is nothing Christian about us. Baruti litemo.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When others, people will come to them, Barubana, you must be a Christian. Surely you must be a Christian. They must have seen something. When others are busy reminding people who they are, people can recognize who you are by the things that you do. Some, when they say, I'm a Christian, say, really? Leah now? Say, now, what do they say? Nalo? And some people say that, you know what they say? They say, the heaven that this one is going to, I don't want it. So it means it must be hell. The heaven that this one is going to, I don't want, thank you. Those people are not here, by the way. They are not in the service today. Are they here? We are making you heaven ready. Heaven proof. Amen. What are you doing? What is keeping you busy? What is occupying your mind? What is driving you? Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. Tabar, hoja ka ka tlwela we khathatsa ka nthwela watse. Are you hearing me? I should not have even bothered myself like that. You, when Jesus Christ is here. I'm not saying don't do anything like cults do. You know, cults, what they do, they wait for Jesus doing nothing. Let's leave everything. Jesus Christ is coming. Those are cults. They just wait for weeks and months, and he's not coming. People are... No, he's saying there are things that will matter on the day. Things that will do what? Will matter on the day. Amen? So he says what? So that people, when they see your good deeds, your what? If you understand Christianity, you will then understand that there is no faith in God without these deeds. So that's why I'm saying to you, if you just say umzalwane, but you cannot prove it by your deeds, then you will be surprised on the last day. You'll be shocked, because there is no way you can be a Christian in the heart and not show these deeds. Ah, you might have got somebody. There are certain things that we do, and people think that if you believe for healing, then you have faith. Hey, that's grade one stuff. You're talking grade one. Amen? Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. When you believe God for a job, it's grade one. Why am I saying that? Because those things are already given. When you are in Christ. So when you believe for them, it's fine. Say anybody, it's all right. Believe them. Believe for them, it's okay. Say anybody, it's okay. You're not. There's nothing wrong you're doing. Pray, believe, receive. But great one. Are you here? So in other words, every Christian is expected to walk in these things. Faith in healing. Faith that Jesus Christ will give you, that God will give you a job. Those things, you must just walk in them. They are part of the package. Tell your neighbor, it's part of the package. When you get born again, you receive healing, you receive blessing, you receive all these things, you receive your job. Anyway, you already received your job. Oh, okay. Jesus reminded them. And he said in Matthew 6, he said, look at the birds. They eat, ne? Because it's given. For the birds, it's part of the package. And he shows you, he said, look at them. Do you see them? Well, if I can do that for them, what about you? What about you? So the things that we crack our head, when it is a given. When it is a given. Am I with somebody here? So we believe for them and we fast. Say never, you even fast. You even fast. You even come with 150 scriptures for it when it is already in your bag. It's given to you. By his stripes, you are healed. It's given to you. Just receive it by faith. Receive it. It's already yours. I'm not talking about that. But there are certain things that when we do them, show more that you have got faith. When we do them, I believe God for a car. I believe God for a house. And when those things happen, you measure your faith by them, saying, but you're not serious. You are really not serious. Amen. These are not the things that are measure of your faith. That you have faith in God, that you know God. You know, have faith in God means you know that God exists and you know that God cares about the next person. The most difficult thing that you will ever do is to go and help a stranger, somebody we are not related to. Somebody will not even say thank you. Somebody will not even recognize and you remember you tomorrow. Those things are hard. Unless you have got faith, you cannot do them. Are you hearing me? It means that you know that life is not just what you see. There is a God above all who makes it possible for you to have the things that you have. And so that you may share with those that are unlovable, those who will even hate you, those who will even curse you. That's faith. That's walking in faith. Read James there. Read James. Chapter 2. Are you here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you in James? Read 17.
James chapter 2, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
Okay, read which verse? 17.
Verse 17.
Read from 14.
Verse 14.
Yeah.
What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no good deeds?
This person has got faith. And you know how they claim to have faith is because they believe that they can believe God for things. For things. For what? For things. So God has given us faith to believe Him for things. And some of you say you have faith and you believe God for things. For things. This is not what he's talking about. Continue reading.
If someone claims to have faith but has no deeds,
yes,
can such faith save them?
Yeah. Can such faith save them? Now, this is a hard truth though. I told you that some of us, you will be waiting there, you're thinking Jesus is going to ask you, when were you born again, by the way? When was it? No, I remember it was on this day. We were at church and something moved me, touched me. And you think that will save you. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And some of the people, some of us, we judge or measure the anointing upon people depending on whether they can make you get things. Hey, Murutula was powerful. I went there and I got a job. It's powerful. It's powerful. Are you hearing me? We measure it by that. Some measure of faith. And James says, that's not the faith. That's not faith. Actually, he says, that's not faith. That's not faith. What we have made and created to be faith is not faith. It's not faith. It's faith in wrong things. Hallelujah. What is faith according to him? Read.
Verse 15. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes,
yes,
and daily food.
Yes.
Verse 16. If one of you says to them,
yeah,
go in peace,
yes,
keep warm and well fed,
yes,
but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it?
Yeah, now listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you right now. That God will create environment and situations for you to multiply the weight of what you received, the talents. And God will place us in different needs. And when we begin to respond, because He has given us the power to respond. Amen? You know, there's somebody who can go and build houses for 100 people. That one maybe has got a more weightier grace. But there's someone who can just build a toilet for somebody. And all of you, you'll get the same reward from him. You don't hear what I'm saying. Because you had two and the other one had five. The one who has five must bring in the same number. Hallelujah. It's about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. From the day man was born, the need to receive, and man was created and fell, the need to bring people back began, the journey. Christ brought it to pass and opened the doors for us so we can bring more people into the kingdom of God. And that is still the business of the kingdom of God, to bring in people. So what do you have? That grace that you have, that nobody else has, it's a way that God is going to use to bring people to himself. Hallelujah. You know, when you get blessed, in other words, when you receive stuff, before you thank God for everything else, just sit down and say, Lord, why did you give me this? Please, I want to thank you, right? But first of all, let's clarify this. What is this for? What is this for? Why? Okay, ask your neighbor this question. Do you think God loves me? Ask your neighbor, do you think God loves me? What is your neighbor saying? Is the answer yes? Okay, ask your neighbor this next question. Why did he go to you and not me? Do you have an answer for that? Does your neighbor have an answer? Is it because you are more beautiful? Is it because you speak English? Yeah? Is it because you are short? Is it because you are tall? I'm asking, why would he come to you and not me if he loves both of us? If he loves both, why? Why would he jump your neighbor and come to your house? Some of us, we receive these things not because we are more godlier than others. We just receive them. Why? Are you hearing me? Am I talking to somebody here? Please. Stop saying when you have done 1, 2, 3. You know, like people say, let me use the example of money. It's not the only thing, but it's easy, okay? When people start making money, say, I work hard. How many people work hard? How many people work hard in this world? Huh? Do you know somebody who works hard? Is there somebody in this house who works hard? Right now? Are there people who work hard? Are you millionaires? Why? Does God hate you? No, he loves you. It's because the guy who gets that million and billion, whatever it is, he has got more responsibility. It's not because he's smarter. It's not even their education. There are people who get who make money and they don't know the door of a school. Where it faces. They don't know that, but yet they make money. They can't even speak English, yet they make money. And some of us go to school thinking we're going to make money. Say, neighbor, you're going to school for wrong reasons. So. Going to school so that I can have a job and make money. I say never. It's not going well, I'm telling you. Do you love Jesus Christ? When things land on your laps, before you get too excited about it, say, Lord, what's this? What's this now? What's this? What responsibility is this now? Amen. Before you are thinking your next trip, your next what, you look at this house, you say, look at me for the last time, I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you. I'm going to look for something better. Am I talking about this? If everyone that God blesses one way or the other, or graces, give them the ability and they use them appropriately, this world will be a better place. Will be a better place. God has given the world enough for it to look after everybody. If everybody became what it's supposed to be, many people would have come into the kingdom by now. Those he gives the grace for healing, they will charge people for healing. If I pray for you, you pay me. What do? They're closing doors on the multitudes who cannot afford it.
When we use the power that God gives us, when we use the power that God gives us to convince people that God is alive, we are investing in the kingdom of God back what he has given us. If through our abilities, capabilities, giftings, we are able to show people that indeed God is alive, then we have used it appropriately. Not to lift ourselves up. Are you hearing me? Yesterday, I was praying for somebody, and a spirit manifested, and this spirit said, this one, you know how spirits work, how they operate when they speak, is the same person speaking, but he says this one. Because it's not the one talking, it's a spirit. He said this one, referring to the one who has manifested. He says this one will make you famous. And I said, how is he going to make me famous? He said this one, he tells people everywhere he goes that you, and I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be famous. Okay? That way. But it's not a bad fame. Now listen to what he's saying. He says, this one goes everywhere telling people that this one does not care about your money. He just wants to help you. This pastor does not care about your money. He just wants to help you. And say, is that what he's saying everywhere? He said, everywhere, this one is telling people that my pastor does not care about your money, does not want your money. He wants to help you. Are you hearing me? If I do that, I'm multiplying my investments in the kingdom of God. Are you hearing me? And God is able to trust with me with more. Even if before he comes already, I will walk in the benefit of it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So I said earlier that God has distributed enough gifts, enough talents, enough graces, enough abilities that the whole world, if people were not like that wicked man, this world
will be a better place. There are many wicked people. There are many wicked people who say to Jesus, you should have come here, do it yourself. Why even give it to me? When they do that, they are praising themselves. They are lifting themselves up. And they are not bringing people into the kingdom of God. Amen. If you are ever going to be happy, tell your neighbor, do you want to be happy? Believe me. Say, neighbor, believe me. There's nothing in anything. Say, there's nothing in anything we chase to improve our lives that will make us happy. It looks like a good thing to do. Everybody does it. But if you think it's going to achieve something, if truly you have something from God, that is the thing that makes you unhappy. Not that you don't have something. I want to say that again. If you look deep inside your life, you'll find things that God has placed in you that makes you unhappy. But we think is the things that we don't have. Can I say that until somebody understands what I'm saying? Can I? There are things that make us restless and we chase after thinking that our lives will be better if we have them. You understand what I'm telling you now? I'm telling you that maybe it may not be bad to improve your life, but it's not going to be the answer to your restlessness. No. It's not the absence of anything in this world that makes your life miserable. No. It is the presence of something that you don't release. Is it making sense now to somebody? Worst thing about the whole thing is that it affects relationships sometimes, because even relationships, you think it's somebody else who's making you sad. No. It's you. You're making yourself sad because you don't allow that which God has given you to be released, so it can give life to others. Are you here?
Yes.
So, what am I saying to you this morning? In the times that we are living in now, even more so, when Jesus Christ comes, he wants to find us operating in the things that we bring in people into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The scripture that we all know in Proverbs, probably be the last scripture that I will read. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I think it's Proverbs 10. It must be Proverbs 11, verse 30. Proverbs 11, verse 30. Can you read it there?
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives.
The fruit of the righteous is what? It's a what? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The tree of what? The fruit of what? Of the righteous is what? Have you thought about this scripture? The fruit of the righteous is a tree. Don't you get a fruit from a tree? So, This tree you get from a fruit. This tree you get from a fruit. Am I hearing things here? This tree you get from a fruit. The tree of righteousness. I mean, the fruit of righteousness is what? Is a tree of what? Of life. Okay. Are you getting confused? So there's a lot. If you're righteous, there's so much multiplication. You don't just get another fruit, you now get the whole tree. Eh? You get now the whole tree. Amen. Of right living, right standing with God. Hallelujah. So it's not only about living right in terms of sin, not sin, but also aligning our lives with the kingdom and what kingdom wants us to be doing. Continue.
If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner?
How much more the what? The ungodly. Yes, the ungodly and what? And the sinner. Which translation did you read?
NIV.
NIV. Can you read it again?
Verse 30. Uh-huh. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives.
Okay. Verse 31. The one who is wise saves lives. I like it because it's not only limited to, other translation says, wins souls. So saves life. In other words, that when God gives you something that saves somebody's lives, that person will truly thank your God. That's the one. The other translation talks about he who is wise wins soul. The same thing. It is by what we do that people will be saved from eternal destruction. Amen. So winning soul is not only about standing in the street and preaching the gospel. It's living the life of faith. Demonstrating what you believe. And when people see, they say, I want it also. Are you hearing me? Many a times I've said, in the times that we live in, we want more people who live this thing than the ones that even speak it. Are you hearing me? Because we have more people who speak it and less who live it. We want more people who live it. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? In the next coming weeks, I'll be focusing on callings and gifts. Because I don't want you to blame me that you do not know what to do. When you get to heaven. So, yeah, I did not know. There was no one to show me the way. There was no one to guide me. Hallelujah. I'll be training people. I'll be guiding people in different gifting and training them, showing them the way. But there's many other things that God has given somebody the grace to do. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, your gift is just to sit down and listen to people and not say anything. They walk away changed. Our problem is that we always want to suggest something. So anyway, that is our problem. We always have opinions. We always have suggestions how things can be done. Sometimes people just want people who can listen and not. It's not easy to listen and not say something. Listen, neighbor. It's not easy to just listen 3 hours without saying a thing. It takes grace. But there are people who can do that.
I think we need more listeners than talkers. Oh, are you hearing me?
Amen.
Some people, all that they have, they have the time, they've got the energy, they've got you know what I mean? Just to sit and listen to me talk things that sometimes you wonder, when are you going to get to the point? Huh? Some of us, when somebody talks, we want to direct them. Please, can we get to... No, there are people who don't mind. People don't mind. They can just sit there 3 hours just listening to. That's grace. There's some people who just want to offload you. There are some people who have got the grace to receive such things. Amen. Grace. God has given them. Will be us one day. You think what God gave you is small. Just to listen. You think it's small. Then you go the other way. They carry you kicking and screaming, and you're going to land next door. It's not nice. But Kimzalwane. Jesus Kimzalwane. Are you here?
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Every single one of you. You have received something that you can use for the kingdom of God to bring in the harvest. Amen?
Amen.
On Friday, I shared from Matthew chapter 9 and a scripture that's closest to my heart, because on the launch of this ministry, on that day, I read this scripture that says, where Jesus Christ said that the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. Laborers are few. Are few because there are people who are so focused on themselves, but yet they've got more to give. More to give. Every single one of you, I will be worried when I leave here. I don't know what to do. Except going to work tomorrow and come back tomorrow from work. That's it. Amen. You have not started living until you touch somebody else's life in a way only God could have touched. I'm done preaching. God bless you. Hallelujah. What will he find you doing when he comes? When he comes, what will he find you doing? Amen. That's the big question. What preoccupies you? What takes your time? Is it what he left you with? When the Bible says, when he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto man. He gave us things. He gave us things. Those are the things he was talking about. He gave us these things. Distributed them unto all men. We all received something so we can bring in people. The day we stop bothering too much about ourselves is the day Jesus will start bothering himself about you. Do you hear that? The day I stop bothering myself about myself is the day Jesus Christ will start bothering himself about me. When I make God's business my business, he makes my business his business. So may God bless you as you walk by faith,
Amen.
As you live by faith.
Amen.
Remember, no one has seen God.
The God that people will ever see is the God in you. How can you say you love God you have never seen, but yet you don't love the one next to you? That's faith for you. If you love the unlovable, the hateable, the disgusting, the irritating, the annoying, you have just demonstrated your faith in God. May God bless you mightily as you become Christians. Amen. Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.